Please remain standing for our prayer of invocation. Good and gracious Lord, you are compassionate and merciful. We trust in your presence. We gather humbly before you this morning and welcome you into this space, into our lives, and into our hearts. We honor and praise you for all that you are and all that you have provided for your people. But we confess that we so easily give in to the broken pieces of our world. Our fears are big. Our trust is shaky. It is easy to become misguided. We simply do not know, and so we fill the uncertainty with what the world is calling for. We fill our lives with what we alone want. Forgive us, Lord. In these moments of worship, may we hear you speak to us. May your words shared by Max this morning speak to us in our hearts. May we set aside the world's temptations and follow your path. Follow your call to love one another. In the midst of uncertainty, help us rise in the certainty of your love and move into the dark places as your hands and feet, doing your work and carrying your light. We praise you, Lord, and trust in your promises. For we know you will indeed give what is good, and our land will yield its harvest. This we pray through the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Let's take the next minute or so to greet one another this morning. I must confess, I'll move that away so I don't confess quite so loudly. I must confess that I really messed up the pages for Job. So our first reading is from the Old Testament, and it's from Job 14, verses 1 through 17, which is found on page 360. Of the Pew Bible, if you want to follow along. It is on page 360, Job 14, verses 1 through 17. A mortal born of woman, few of days and full of trouble, comes up like a flower and withers, flees like a shadow and does not last. Do you fix your eyes on such a one? Do you bring me into judgment with you? Who can bring a clean thing out of an unclean? No one can. Since their days are determined, and the number of their months is known to you, and you have anointed the bounds that they cannot pass, look away from them and desist, that they may enjoy, like laborers, their days. For there is hope for a tree. If it is cut down, then it will sprout again, and that its shoots will not cease. Though its root gathers old in the earth, and its stump dies in the ground, yet the scent of water, it will bud, and put forth branches like a young plant. But mortals die and are laid low. Humans expire, and where are they? As waters fail from a lake, and a river wastes away and dries up, so mortals lie down and do not rise again. Until the heavens are no more, they will not awake, or be roused out of their sleep. Oh, that you would hide me in Sheol, that you would conceal me until your wrath is past, that you would appoint me a set time and remember me. If mortals die, will they live again? All the days of my service I would wait until my release should come. You would call, and I would answer you. You would long for the work of your hands, for then you would not number my steps. You would not keep watch over my sin. My transgression would be sealed up in a bag, and you would cover over my iniquity. The word of the Lord.